Welcome back, everybody, to the Deep Dive. So this time around, you listeners have sent in some really interesting material on M1 data and analytics, and specifically their product, SmartPixel. It's a tool that promises to do something pretty amazing. You know, identify those anonymous visitors that are coming to your website.
Right.
Not just broad demographics, but like actual names, addresses, even email addresses. You know, the kind of information that can turn a website visit into a real qualified lead.
Okay.
So joining me today is an expert in all things data who can help us unpack the technical side of this and the impact this kind of technology could have.
I mean, it's definitely a powerful tool, and it's all built on a foundation of really sophisticated data science. What M1 has done is kind of taken that concept of website visitor tracking, which is something we see all the time, to a whole new level.
So M1 calls SmartPixel a cutting-edge solution that gives you fully identified consumer data and transforms it into actionable insights.
Right.
Can you break that down for us a little bit? Like, how does this actually work?
Absolutely. Let's start with the tracking part. So SmartPixel operates kind of in the background of your website.
Okay.
Constantly gathering information about what visitors are doing, their clicks, the pages they visit, how long they stay on each page, all that.
Gotcha.
But the key here is it's all happening, like behind the scenes. It doesn't interrupt the visitor's experience at all. They're not even aware that this is happening.
So it's like a detective, but totally invisible.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, but how does it make the leap from these anonymous clicks to actually knowing who these people are?
Yeah.
That's the part that I think is so intriguing. And to be honest, a little bit like science fiction.
Yeah. That's where M1's vast consumer database comes in. And it's actually not that different from how something like targeted advertising works, just on a much, much larger and more precise scale. So M1 has this massive database, right? And it's filled with tons of consumer information. They're able to take those anonymous behavior patterns they've collected from your website and cross-reference them against this database.
Okay.
So they look at things like IP addresses, cookies, even device IDs, and use algorithms to match them to real people in their system.
Wow. Okay, so let me see if I'm following this correctly. Let's say someone visits my website, they spend a few minutes browsing my products, and then they leave without buying anything.
Right.
SmartPixel could then potentially tell me who that person is, where they live, what other websites they visit. I mean, is that really what we're talking about here?
Exactly. And that's just the beginning. M1 is really focused on transforming this data into what they call actionable insights.
Okay.
What that means is you're not just getting a list of names and addresses. You're getting information that can help you make smarter decisions about your business.
So, like, what kind of information are we talking about here?
Well, you could see that a large number of your website visitors are coming from a particular demographic group. Or you might discover that people who look at a certain product on your site are also very likely to buy a related accessory.
Oh, that's really interesting. That sounds incredibly valuable for like any business owner or marketer. But let's maybe shift gears a little bit here.
Okay.
I think some people listening might be, you know, concerned about the privacy implications of a tool like SmartPixel. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's an important question, and it's one that I know M1 takes very seriously. I think it's important to remember that this entire data collection process is happening behind the scenes. So visitors aren't being asked to give their personal information. They're not consenting to anything. It's all based on their browsing behavior, which is already being tracked in tons of ways all over the internet.
That's a good point. But even if it's in the background, the idea of a company being able to identify me based on my website visits does feel, I don't know, a bit unsettling.
Yeah, I can understand that. And it's definitely a topic that deserves careful consideration. I mean, what we're really talking about here is the balance between personalization and privacy. On the one hand, we all want a more personalized experience online.
Right.
We want to see content that's relevant to us. We want recommendations that are tailored to our preferences.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, we also want to protect our privacy and make sure that our data is being used responsibly.
So how do we strike that balance then? How do we make sure that tools like SmartPixel are being used ethically and responsibly?
That's the million-dollar question, and there's no simple answer. But I think it starts with transparency. Companies need to be upfront about how they're using data, what information they're collecting. Consumers need to have the ability to opt out of tracking if they want to. Yeah. And we need to have open conversations about the trade-offs between personalization and privacy.
Those are all great points. Now, I'm curious to hear a little bit more about the practical applications of this technology. You know, the materials you sent mentioned some interesting examples of how businesses are using Smart Pick a Sell to improve their marketing and sales efforts.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's dive into some of those examples next. One of the most compelling ways that businesses are using Smart Pick a Sell is to boost their return on investment for marketing campaigns.
Hmm. Can you maybe give me like a specific example of how that might work?
Yeah. So imagine you're a company that sells like high-end hiking gear, right?
Okay.
You've just launched this new line of backpacks and you're running ads on social media to promote them.
Okay. Yeah.
Now with Smart Pick a Sell, you can actually identify which visitors to your website clicked on those ads and spent time like checking out those backpacks.
Gotcha. So instead of just showing those generic ads to everybody, you can target specific individuals with follow-up messages about those backpacks that they've already shown interest in.
Exactly. And you can segment those individuals even further based on their browsing behavior. So did they read reviews? Did they compare prices? Did they put the backpack in their cart but not actually buy it?
Oh, wow.
All of those details can inform like a highly personalized email campaign.
It's like having a salesperson who knows exactly what each customer is thinking and can kind of tailor their approach.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. M1 often talks about, you know, turning web visitors into actionable leads and enhancing lead follow-up efficiency. And that's exactly what this technology enables.
Mm.
It takes those anonymous interactions and turns them into personalized opportunities for engagement.
You know, the materials you sent also mentioned that Smart Pick a Sell can help businesses gain deeper insights into their customer base.
Yep.
Can you talk a little bit about how that works?
Sure. Let's say you're like a local bakery with a website, right?
Okay.
For online orders. And you've noticed recently there's been like a spike in traffic. But you haven't really seen a corresponding increase in sales. Smart Pick a Sell can help you understand who these new visitors are. Maybe they're all coming from a specific neighborhood that you haven't really targeted before.
Oh, interesting.
Or maybe you discover that a lot of them are looking at your gluten-free options.
Yeah, which gives you valuable insight into what your customers are looking for.
Exactly. It's not just about knowing their names and addresses. It's about understanding like their demographics, their interests, their online behavior. All of that can be really valuable for shaping your marketing strategy, product development, even your website design.
So it sounds like Smart Pick a Sell could be like a game changer for businesses of all sizes.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's go back to those ethical considerations that we were talking about earlier.
Sure.
How can businesses ensure they're using this technology responsibly and address some of those privacy concerns that people might have?
That's a really crucial point. M1 emphasizes that the data collection process is invisible to the user, right? Which helps to avoid that intrusive feeling. But businesses need to be transparent about how they're using this data. They should clearly communicate their data practices to their customers and give them the option to opt out of tracking if they choose to.
So transparency and user control are key.
Mm.
But as this technology, you know, becomes even more sophisticated, as companies collect more and more data about us, how do we ensure that our privacy is protected?
Well, that's a complex issue, and there's no easy solution. It's going to require an ongoing dialogue between businesses, consumers, and policymakers.
Mm-hmm.
We need to develop like clear guidelines and regulations that strike a balance between innovation and privacy protection.
It seems like this is a conversation that's just beginning. So as we wrap up our deep dive into Smart Pick a Sell, what are some key takeaways you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Well, I think it's clear that Smart Pick a Sell is a really powerful tool. It has the potential to completely change how businesses connect with their website visitors, turning those anonymous browsers into real leads and, you know, providing really valuable customer insights.
Yeah. I mean, it's been fascinating to kind of unpack how all of this works, from those invisible tracking things to that huge consumer database. Smart Pick a Sell really does highlight the incredible potential of data analytics, doesn't it?
It really does. And, you know, while we have talked about some of those ethical considerations, it's important to remember that the data itself isn't necessarily good or bad. It's all about how it's used.
Right.
In the right hands, a tool like this can be incredibly valuable for both businesses and consumers.
For businesses, it's about getting to know their customers better, personalizing their marketing, and ultimately creating, you know, a more engaging experience for everyone.
Exactly. And for consumers, it can mean seeing more relevant content, getting recommendations that are tailored to their interests, and maybe even receiving special offers based on their past behavior.
But of course, the key here is transparency and control. Consumers really need to know how their data is being used and have that ability to opt out if they want to.
Absolutely. And businesses need to prioritize ethical data practices and make sure that they're using this technology responsibly.
It seems like as we move further into this data-driven world, these conversations about privacy and transparency are only going to become more important.
I completely agree. It's really a collective responsibility to make sure that these powerful tools are being used to benefit both businesses and individuals.
Well, on that note, as we wrap up our deep dive into SmartPixel, here's a final thought for everyone listening out there. What role do you want data to play in your own online experiences? You know, are you comfortable with this level of personalization that involves sharing your data? Or do you prefer a more anonymous approach? It's something to think about.
Yeah, definitely worth reflecting on. And ultimately, the answers to those questions are going to shape the future of data analytics and how it impacts all of our lives.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the world of SmartPixel. We hope you've learned something new and interesting today about the world of data analytics.